Gutevacht to everyone, and welcome to the jungles of Tarzana. It behooves me to speak to you tonight and set the stage for a great speaker. First and foremost, this is the time of the year we offer our best wishes to Rebbetzin Gordon, to the Gordon children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to the family of the Shluchim of Chabad of the Valley, 31 institutions and growing stronger. There isn't a lot of time tonight for me, but I want to make a summation before I present our guest speaker tonight. And we know that the Rebbe discusses in the many discourses how we go last week from the dynamism to the earth-shattering, otherworldly dynamic of the giving of the Torah, electricity, noise, turbulence, to this week's Parsha, read today in shuls around the world. Loans, torts, insurance, damages, everyday stuff, very boring. And the Rebbe says that's the very intent of Sinai. To a great extent, that is the message of Rabbi Gordon. That is the message of a man who I had the merit to stand by, and together we dared to believe 31 institutions later to make more from less and to go into this valley. And in the words of the prophet, to transform the desolate darkness of a desert into the plush, verdant oasis of institutions that monitor the pulse beat of Jewish life. Nothing more, certainly not less. I want to tell you an adage, and from this you'll understand a little bit about Josh. The late Prime Minister of Israel, Yitzhak Rabin, when we say the name Rabin, I want to give a special welcome to Avi and to Dina Rabin, Chabad of Wessels, who brought so many people tonight. God bless you. Yeah. And all of the other who came. So the late Prime Minister was an ambassador or a general at that time, walked into the Rebbe's office to seek guidance and blessing, counsel, insight, and the totality of responsibilities and privileges that he was responsible for. He walks in, the Rebbe warmly says, "Ma shlomcha, how are you?" And he said, "Great. Life is good." And the Rebbe said, "Correct. That is the saying of our sages, who is rich, who is happy with his lot." And then the Rebbe gave him an addendum. And he said, "That is for gashmius, for materiality, for physicality. When it comes to the pursuit of spirituality, of the expansion of godliness, to permeate to the world and propagate a better and a more positive tomorrow, there are no boundaries, there are no limits." That was our Rabbi Gordon. And he's in the room tonight. Let's give him a rousing round of applause. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, spiritual discontent is a virtue. Material discontent is at times a vice. And Josh loved a good joke. And me and him would joke about our diets. And a guy comes into the office saying, "This time I have it down pat. This will be the greatest diet of all. What did you do?" He says, "I changed my route. I'm not stopping in front of that bakery with the knishes and the chocolate glazed donuts." They said, "Okay, we'll see." A week later, he walks in with a donut in one hand and a knish in the other. "Makara, what happened?" He says, "I'll tell you the honest truth. I was listening to the radio and I didn't remember the new way to work, and I went by the bakery, and the aroma got to me, and I made a deal with God. And I said, Almighty God, the supernal being, if there'll be a parking place for me, it's a sign, an omen from heaven to go in. But if not, I will go right to work. And they say, Vasa Geshen Makara, what happened? He said, I immediately found a parking place after only circling the block 7 times. So I want to tell you guys, Rabbi Gordon has and continues to circle the block with a perseverance, with a resiliency, with a continuity of ever-increasing, ever-expanding dedication and courage. Kichanun oni, Rabbi Gordon's compassion is godlike. Our speaker tonight, speaking today in Chabad of Encino, where there was a magnanimous, unbelievable Shabbaton, is one of the 7 wonders of the world. And I remember him as a little kid with his father, Gershom Behr, who was a very big person in Jewish journalism, and the Rebbe spoke to him very much. This is a smart family. His brother Simon, who has a very deep mind, I studied with him together. But Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson is more than just a speaker. And I would discuss this with Rabbi Gordon all the time. He is a speaker's speaker. And I want to be honest with you tonight. I'm not all that impressed with the prowess of his mind, which is unimaginable, with the power of his memory, which is endless and ceaseless, with his charisma, with his handsome face, with his beautiful physique. He's a good-looking young man. The articulation, the gift of gab, the relentless ability to communicate to every type of crowd on earth, whether it be the U.S. Army, whether it be Satmar Hasidim, whether it be the Litvish Yeshiva, whether it be the religious and the not yet religious, Jew and Gentile. This is a powerful man. He was given amazing gifts by God. But God gave him these gifts. But I want to tell you what I'm impressed about. It's like the guy on Fifth Avenue in Madison fishing with a fishing rod. So it comes out, a big businessman, he has Rachmanis on him. This guy lost it. He's with a fishing rod, with a Castmaster lure. So he says, you catch anything? He says, we'll see. He says, come, grab a sandwich and a coffee with me. And he tries to get into his head, and the guy seems to be very normal. And the man asks him, how many fish did you catch today? And he doesn't miss a wink. He says, you're my fourth. Rabbi Jacobson has captivated a world. It is a gift from God, and I'll finish with this. You want to know what kind of speaker he is? He's a historic speaker. Because we should all grow old and live forever with Mashiach, with eternal life. Rarely in a generation do you see one or two people who have all this power. But you know what impresses me? What impresses me is the word consistency. Relentless, never ending. Do you know what this guy does every day? Just open up the internet. The speeches, the depth analysis, the words of Torah. Constant and consistent forever and ever. He didn't take his gifts of God and say, all right, I gave it 20 years, like the dentist who drills and bills for 20 years. He can't do it anymore. We had a dentist bar mitzvah today here. Might as well talk to the harpazes. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Jacobson, took what God gave him and he magnified it to an untold proportion to, I believe, changed the world forever. So without giving a living eulogy, as soll sein gesund und stark for 120 years plus tax and license, let's stand up and give a standing ovation to Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. Bechavod.
Thank you so, so much. I came in for the last 20 seconds. It was the shortest introduction I ever heard from Rabbi Einbinder, so he deserves an applause for that.
I can repeat it.